During Wednesday night's White House dinner, President Donald Trump had what the administration described as a constructive conversation with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer regarding immigration reform. Let's set the table with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Frank, regardless of what comes from that dinner, are Americans pleased that Republicans are speaking with Democrats?
I think they are, at least in principle. We have not asked specifically about Trump's meeting with these Democratic leaders, but we have been asking for a number of years, 8 years exactly now, Americans, whether or not they think that their elected representatives should stick to principles or should give up on principles to compromise. And we have this year, we just finished asking it, we have more Americans now saying that their leaders should compromise, and we have measured at any time over the last 8 years. 54% of Americans tilt towards that compromise side of the balance scale. Only 18% say that their elected representatives should stick to their principles and not compromise, and about 3 out of 10 are kind of in the middle.
That regard for Congress as a body is typically, shall we say, abysmal. Can we infer that the public is less principled than the lawmakers they send to Washington?
Well, it's an interesting question, a complicated question, because we know that a lot of lawmakers are now in districts which tilt very heavily one way or the other, and they are actually elected then in the primary process, which is a minority of voters in their district, and they tend to be the more extreme at either end. But we can say, if you put all of Americans together, as just mentioned, yes, Americans would say to their elected representatives, get in there and compromise in order to get things done.
Frank, unemployment's low. The stock market is high. How do Americans feel in terms of satisfaction with the way things are going in the country today?
Not all that great. We are at 25% satisfaction now with the way things are going in this country. Seemingly, it should be higher for the reasons you just mentioned. Economic confidence is up. The economy is looking good. You know, but at a comparable time back in the late 1990s, when we had the dot-com boom going on and the stock market was very high, satisfaction was up as high as 70%. And now we're stuck down to just a quarter of Americans who say they're satisfied with the way things are going. Our analysis is we think that's probably reflective of the way government is working in Washington, not just a reflection of the economy, when we ask that right track, wrong track question.
Let's look at right lane, left lane, and specifically satisfaction with the auto industry.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, because there was a time not so long ago when just a quarter of Americans, actually 24% to be specific, Dave, said that they had a favorable image of the auto industry, and that was in 2009, right after we had the recession. Remember, the government bailed out the auto industry, essentially, but that image has come up, and it's come up, and it's come up, and now we're at a point where 56% of Americans tell us they have a positive image of the auto industry, and that's the highest we've ever measured. And it reflects not only Democrats, but the fact that Republicans have recovered from their negative image of the bailout, we think. And now the Republicans are actually more positive than Democrats nationally when we put those two words in front of them, auto industry.
Frank, lastly, let's go overseas and back then to American attitudes regarding the latest from North Korea.
We had asked Americans back in 2003, Dave, about North Korea, because there was a lot of concern then about North Korea having nuclear weapons, just as is the case now. And we found some changes in attitudes when we just re-asked these questions. One of the most important ones, I think, is the question, if the U.S. does not accomplish its goals regarding North Korea with economic and diplomatic efforts, would you favor or oppose military action against North Korea? And that's gone up. 58% of Americans say they would favor military action against North Korea, with all that that could entail, if the diplomatic and economic efforts aren't successful. And 14 years ago in 2003, that was 47%. So we've had an increased hawkish position, it looks like to us, on North Korea over the last decade and a half or so.
Though interesting with that phrase, with all it could entail, what it could entail now is nuclear war, and that wasn't the case more than a decade ago.
That's right. There are a lot of ominous signs, of course, about what could happen if military action did break out on either side in North Korea and on that peninsula involving Japan and Guam and mainland U.S. and everything we've been reading about. One thing we can say, though, is we have over 80% who say they're following the situation there closely. So we can't say that Americans are just kind of blithely saying, yeah, military action without really knowing what's going on, because the indications are that the average American is paying attention to these extremely sensitive happenings there in the Korean Peninsula.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.